So, what is that in your hand? It's the same one God will use to create credibility for you so that people will be willing to follow you and to believe in your vision and mission which God has given you. What is that in your hand? Very important question. Because you may be busy begging, crying to parents, blaming everyone, because you don't see God has already gifted you with what he is required to accomplish your calling. Sometimes we spend so much blaming our parents. They never took me to the right school. They never talked me in a proper way. My mother kept saying I amount to nothing. Jeez, that wasn't that a curse. You know, my uncle did. Oh. That is external. God is saying, don't worry about what you don't have. What is it you actually do have? Don't become an expert in your deficits. Become an expert in what is already is in your pocket. What is that in your hand? What do you actually already have? Give it to God, and God will anoint it, and it will sort out your deficit. It will sort out those other areas. So it is true, you are not brought up in a proper way. But out of the being brought up in a bad way may be where what God wants to use. It gave you an asset that people who grew up in royalty may not have. And that's what God wants to use. What is that in your hand? It's a critical question for every leader who wants to serve God. To understand, you should be a specialist also on what you have. And then hand it over to God and see how he uses it.